Thought I'd do a little C-19 check-in. Things I miss. Girls' night out with the women who run with the moves. Zoom's good, but it's not the same. On the plus side, no need for a double D, designated driver. Going to hair affair every Saturday morning, getting my hair spiffed up and visiting with Patsy and the gals down there. We call ourselves the Sturdy Pine Cones. You saw that movie Steel Magnolias, right? It's kind of like that, only with snow or black flies. Baked bean suppers down to the Congo Church. It's still the best one around. Peanut butter pie to die for. Get there early because it's always the first to go. Seeing people's whole face. Hard to get a read on how they're doing with just the eyes. Boy, I miss seeing folks smile. Browsing, you know, like in a store. Touching the clothes, trying them on. Even with them three dressing room mirrors staring at you. Those are just too much of a good thing, if you catch my drift. Going out to eat with Charlie. We've been doing no-touch curbside pickup from the Busy Bee and the Brouhaha lately. But again, it's not the same. The noise, the chatter, running into folks you know. Being able to drop in on my dad down to Mahoosick Green. This whole situation is just so confusing for him. Never seen anything like it. Me either. Things I don't miss. Over-scheduling myself. Always being on the run, driving here, driving there, running late, doing my makeup on the fly. Nope. Don't miss that. Winter. Has nothing to do with the current circumstances, but true nonetheless. Much as I like skidooing with my honey, the crocuses are popping up again, the daffs. It's springtime in Maine. It's nice even when you're wearing a mask. High gas prices. Filled my tank for $25 yesterday. How about that? Not that I'm doing much driving. Feeling guilty for stress eating. If not now, when? Things I no longer wonder about. What color are my roots? Now I know, and I'm not telling. Can I still learn new technology? Yep, did it with Zoom. Is it possible to get sick of knitting? Yes, that bit the dust about a month ago. Need a new project, something simpler, because I'm fried when I get home from the A&P. Does chocolate and bacon make everything better? Pretty much. Will Mainers rise to the occasion? Yes, we will. Well, most of us anyways. There are always a few duds who won't stick with the program. Things I wonder about. When will the Dairy Queen open? How about hair affair? Patsy, if you're listening to this, this situation with my roots is getting critical. How about doing a Zoom tutorial? What color mask will I wear to the A&P today? Shirley and Celeste have been sewing up a storm and gave me a bunch in a rainbow of colors. They know I like things to match. What would it be like to not have to go to work and really shelter in place? Charlie and me in the double wide, day in and day out. Well, more like me working in my craft room and him out in the shed or doing stuff in the yard. Kind of like a weekend or a staycation. Will toilet paper be on the A&P delivery truck Tuesday night? I mean, it's supposed to be, but you never know. If it was open, they'd be taking bets down to the VFW. What's the deal with the mail? Does it have cooties or not? Should I let it sit for a few days in the garage? When will this rigmarole be over? What are the unexpected gifts that'll come out of this time? Clean hands, that's for sure. Leftover masks to protect us from the black flies? Oh, that's it for now. Stay safe and catch you on the flip side.